Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, you're listening and watching the first daily show from the Rome Film Festival 2021. And of course, Fred Film Radio is also media partner of Alice nella Città di Parla, an independent section of the Rome Film Festival dedicated to films for and about younger audiences or younger people. Guys, what do you think of the highlighter yellow background that we have for this festival? It's only me and Pierre today, who is behind the scenes working the technical stuff. Pierre, why don't you say hi to the audiences? What do you think of the yellow background?
Hi, audience. Well, I can say about the background, but that it's green, not yellow.
I think it's highlighter yellow greenish. It's kind of a highlighter color. Maybe it is more green than yellow. What can I tell you? But anyways, this is Rome, folks, the Italian capital and the annual celebration of cinema here. And it's the first daily, so we're not going to have much to talk about. If you were watching last year's shows, which let's face it, most people weren't. But you know that I end up doing most, if not all, of these daily reports alone. So I'll try to make everybody's, I make everybody's worth their time. I don't know what I'm trying to say there, but I got stuck already, and it's the first daily report. But I'm going to try and make it informative so that you guys know what's happening. First of all, let me tell you that over the course of the next few days, from the 14th to the 24th, obviously it's the 15th today, right? Yes. It's the 15th, and so over the course of the next few days until the 24th, you should check out Fred Film Radio's or Fred.fm's Facebook page, because you'll be watching live stream shows and interviews. We're going to have lots of different guests because, like I said, we've got our own little studio here and people come, people go, and it's very interesting stuff that you'll be hearing, hopefully, with some guests, many of whom will be representing the films that are being presented here, either in the official selection, in the other strands of the festival, and of course, Alice nella Città. So I'm going to begin by talking about three films that I know that for sure I can talk about because they have already been screened here, whether yesterday or today. And the first one, of course, is the big one. It was the opening film of this year's Rome Film Fest, and it's The Eyes of Tammy Faye. It's directed by Michael Showalter. Is that... whose phone is that? No, it's not mine. Okay, I should explain. I'm expecting a very important phone call from Russian authorities. That's right.
A 007 call.
We won't get into that anymore, but it's a true story. So if I receive a call from these Russian authorities, I'm going to have to end the live stream abruptly. And I apologize for that in advance, but we'll see. Anyways, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, directed by Michael Showalter and starring the great Jessica Chastain. Now, Jessica Chastain, I should say, is not only the star of this film, but was also the first guest in the series of talks that the Rome Film Festival is hosting, and that is titled Close Encounters. And I'm sure it went well. Jessica Chastain is a great actress, and she's probably also a charming lady. And we salute her. And actually, we have a red carpet interview with her and Vincent D'Onofrio, who's also in the film. But let me tell you what the film is about. If you've heard of Tammy Faye, you know who Tammy Faye is. Let me add another name to it. Tammy Faye Baker. Baker with spelled B-A-K-K-E-R. And if you don't know Jim Baker, then you haven't come across the ludicrous videos that you find, clips on YouTube, where he tries to convince everyone that the world is ending, so they should buy massive cans of beans. He's a televangelist. And she was a televangelist too, and I guess this is an intimate look at the extraordinary rise, fall, and redemption of Tammy Faye Baker. And Jessica Chastain stars in the film. I usually am not a big fan of biopics, but I have to say, I haven't seen this film, so I can't evaluate it. But because I'm so fascinated with televangelists and that whole crazy world, I would love to check this film out. So I'm giving it zero. Well, I can't give it any ratings because I haven't seen it. Let me tell you about films. The next two films that I'll be talking about are from the Alice nella Città strand, which, like I said, is the independent and parallel section of the Rome Film Festival. And it's dedicated to, it's aimed at a young audience, and usually the films talk about young people. And not young at heart people, like age-wise. Because, you know, I don't understand that saying anyways, when you feel young at heart, you know. Belle is the first film that I'll be talking about, and there's a reason why I'm talking about this one. It's because it is the only interview I have done so far in the festival. It was this morning, and it was with the filmmaker Hamuro Hosoda, and he is a great anime director, Oscar nominated, and this particular film was screened in Cannes earlier this year and got 14 minutes of a standing ovation. 14 minutes of a standing ovation is a long time, don't you think so, Pierre? 14 minutes
absolutely,
of people.
Absolutely.
14 minutes is long. How many things can you do in 14 minutes? In what are significant things that you can
minutes,
do?
14 minutes, I can go to make my groceries.
Yeah. Yes.
I can play 2 electronic tracks.
Right. You can make yourself a sandwich and eat it. And you can even start. And you can even make another sandwich and eat it.
Yeah.
And you can make
a sandwich, not a big one.
Yeah.
2 littles, yeah.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you mean by little sandwich. But some people have different opinions on sizes. When it comes to sandwiches, not something else.
Of course.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything else when it comes to people's different opinions about sizes and how much they matter. But anyways, Belle, I shouldn't be making these jokes when I'm talking about Alicia in La Città, which is an independent and parallel section dedicated to a young audience. Come on, Matt, pull yourself together. It's an anime feature film. Like I said, it got 14 minutes of a standing ovation. That's an amazing feat for any film, really. I wonder if it got a standing ovation here. Maybe it did, because it is a fascinating film. Anime fans will love it, and non-anime fans will love it too, because I wouldn't consider myself an anime fan for a simple fact, that if you're an anime fan and you consider yourself an anime fan, you are an anime fan. There's no kidding around. It's like when people say they like jazz, there's a difference between people who like jazz and who say that they're jazz fans or jazz heads. It's because they know what the heck they're talking about when it comes to music. They'll be able to tell you everything about any recording. But Belle is a fascinating film. It's basically a modernist take on the Beauty and the Beast fairy tale, but you only find out about that about a quarter of the film in, because it really begins with a 17-year-old girl who begins an alternate life on this digital world kind of application, where she becomes a huge singer. And of course, she's only a simple country girl with very few friends and very shy and so on. But this this application will actually, you know, in the end, I don't want to give too much away, but in the end, there's a real message at its core that talks about how it is possible perhaps to change the world by learning about the world via these digital applications, but also by, I kind of read it as by making art. One of the questions that I asked the director of the film today was, for example, it was whether there was any similarities between this girl and what draws her to this digital world application, and what kind of led him closer to the world of animation. And he said that there are similarities. But of course, if you don't know Italian or Japanese, you won't be able to hear that interview, because those are the languages that we speak in that interview. So apologies for that. Of course, this is the English Daily, so it's most likely, well, maybe it is good to you, and if you can speak 2 languages, that's great. Or 2 or 3, man. That's awesome. But yeah, going back to the film, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good. Like I said, I'm not an anime fan, but I can definitely appreciate the anime art form, and as far as that is concerned, I thought that this film was awesome. It was visually spectacular, poetic, and very profound. I give it 5 bags of popcorn and 5 cups of soda. And just a little quick note about the next film, which is the last film that I'll be talking about on today's Daily. I'm going to be talking about Olga, another film in the Alicia in La Città strand. It's by a young filmmaker named Elia Grappe. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. The reason why I picked this film as the third film to talk about today is because, again, the story intrigues me. It's a Swiss-French co-production, but it's set in 2013. But as far as I understand it, and perhaps it says a lot about the state of film criticism today, I don't understand whether this film is a documentary or a fiction. A lot of these reviews that I read I'd say that it kind of blurs the line between documentary and fiction, which is a great thing to say. I've said it many times in the past, but ultimately it means very little when you're trying to kind of give an overview to us of a film to somebody who has not seen it. Nevertheless, this is the synopsis. It's set in 2013, and it's basically about a young gymnast torn between Switzerland, where she trains for the European Championship in preparation for the Olympics, and Ukraine, where her mother, who is a journalist, is reporting on the Euromaidan, I guess Euromaidan. You get what you're what I'm saying. I hope if you're into politics. I've only ever really read this term, so I apologize if I'm coming across as a bit of an ignorant soul right now. But she's torn between the two countries. I guess, having not seen the film and I haven't really been able to see a detailed description of it yet, I suppose it's whether she wants to represent one country or the other. But also, it's just a fascinating concept to me, because it says a lot about the generation of people who are growing up as these things are happening, and perhaps one of their relatives, especially someone, of course, who is as close as a mother, is in another country involved in something really, really politically serious. So I'm actually interested in watching this to see the take that this Elia Grappa has on this whole situation. But also, I like to generally watch, and this is kind of a pet interest of mine, documentaries or films, you know, whatever, or, you know, stuff that blurs the line between the two. I like to watch films that are about athletes training and trying to achieve a goal. And because I like sports, so the cinematic take is always pretty interesting on it. And interesting thought, and this is nothing to do with the festival. I think yesterday I posted something on Twitter. I do this thing where I post film a day kind of thing. And I pick the films that I highlight very randomly. And it happened to be the second part of Olympia, Leni Riefenstahl's film about the Berlin Olympics. Of course, Leni Riefenstahl was very closely associated with Nazis and their whole propaganda machine. And I categorized the film as a documentary, and someone pointed out almost immediately that this is not a documentary, it's a propaganda. Now, cinephile, if you're watching this video and you may have seen this film, and possibly nobody has, but if you happen to be out there and have an opinion on it, what do you think? Is Olympia Part 2 a piece of propaganda, or the work of a filmmaker who revels in the beauty of people diving off of stuff? I'll let you decide. But till the next time, folks, make sure to check out all of our coverage of the Rome Film Fest. We're going to have lots more stuff, and hopefully at some point I will be joined by a guest on one of these daily reports. But I hope that you're enjoying them nonetheless. Check out our Facebook page, but also don't forget to keep an eye on our website too, which is fred.fm. You'll be able to hear interviews in lots of different languages. We create content constantly, and of course, we are now creating it right here at the Rome Film Fest, at the Rome Film we're also media partners of Alice nella Città, which is awesome. Got our own little studio, Highlighter Green. Okay, let's call it Highlighter Green Studio. Till the next time, my friends, stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, stay cinephile. This is Matt Micucci signing off. See you soon. Stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.